Biltmore Oswald, The Diary of a Hapless Recruit by Thorin Smith. March 26th. I must speak about the examinations before I forget it. What a clubby time we had of it. I got in a trifle wrong at the start on account of my sociable nature. You know, I thought it was a sort of a farewell reception given by the officers and the CPOs to the men departing after their 21 days in probation. So the first thing I did when I went in was to shake hands with an ensign, who I thought was receiving. He got rid of my hand with the same briskness that one removes a live coal from one's person. The whole proceeding struck me as being a sort of charity bazaar. People were wandering around from booth to booth in a pleasant sociable manner, passing a word here and sitting down there in the easiest going way imaginable. Leaving the ensign rather abruptly, I attached myself to the throng and started in search of ice cream and cake. This brought me up at a table where there was a very pleasant-looking CPO holding sway, and with him I thought I would hold a few words. What was my horror on hearing him snap out in a very crusty manner, "How often do you change your socks?" This is a question I allow no man to ask me. It is particularly objectionable. "Why, sir," I replied, "don't you think you are slightly overstepping the bounds of good taste? One does not even jest about such totally personal matters, you know." Then rising, I was about to walk away without even waiting for his reply, but he called me back and handed me my paper in which he had written "impossible" and underlined it. The next booth I visited seemed to be a little more hospitable, so I sat down with the rest of the fellows and prepared to talk of the events of the past 21 days. "How many articles are there?" suddenly asked a CPO who hitherto had escaped my attention. 12, I replied promptly, thinking I might just as well play the game too. "What are they based on?" he almost hissed, but not quite. "The Constitution of these United States," I cried in a loud, public-spirited voice, at which the CPO choked and turned dangerously red. It seems that not only was I not quite right, but that I couldn't have been more wrong. "Go," he gasped, "before I do you some injury." A very peculiar man, I thought, but nevertheless, his heart seemed so set on my going that I thought it would be best for us to part. "I am sure I do not wish to force myself upon you," I said icily as I left. The poor man appeared to be on the verge of having a fit. "Do you want to tie some knots?" asked a kind-voiced P.O. at the next booth. "Crazy about it," says I, easy-like. "Then tie some," says he. So I tied a very pretty little knot that I learned in kindergarten some years ago and showed it to him. "What's that?" says he. "That," replies I coyly, "why, that is simply a true lover's knot. Do you like it?" "Orderly," he screamed, "orderly, remove this," and hands were laid upon me and I was hurled into the arms of a small but ever so seagoing appearing chap, who was engaged in balancing his hat on the bridge of his nose and wigwagging at the same time. After beating me over the head several times with the flags, he said I could play with him, and he began to send me messages with lightning-like rapidity. "What is it?" he asked. "Really," I replied, "I lost interest in your message before you finished." After this, my paper looked like $1,000,000 with the one knocked off. "What's a hack'em attack?" asked the next guy. Thinking he was either kidding me or given to using baby talk, I replied, "Why, it's a mixture between a thingamabob and a niblack." His treatment of me after this answer so unnerved me that I dropped my gun at the next booth and became completely demoralized. The greatest disappointment awaited me at monkey drill, or setting up exercises, however. I thought I was going to kill this. I felt sure I was going to outstrip all competitors. But in the middle of it all, the examiner yelled out in one of those sarcastic voices that all the rookies learned to fear, "Are you trying to flirt with me, or do you think you're a bloomin' angel?" This so sickened me at heart that I left the place without further ado, whatever that might be. Pink teas in the Navy are not unmixed virtues.